First parak of Beitza, Mishna Yud, Meshalchim, Kelim, Bein Tfurim, Bein She'enum Tfurim. You could send garments from one friend to another on Yontif, as long as they have some type of use on Yontif, whether they were sewn together, could be worn as a garment, or things that are not sewn together, they can still be used to cover things. Afa pishi yesh bem kilayim, even if they have sharpness. Now, obviously, sharpness one is not allowed to wear. We're talking about a hard piece of material that one will not wear anyway, and you can use it for sitting on under certain conditions that is permitted, even though it's sharpness, and therefore it's something that has a use on Yontif. All these things have a use in Yontif. Avaloi sandal hamasuma, a certain type of shoe that had nails on it that they made gzeira not to wear it on Shabbos and Yontif. Those of a maisa shahoya, people were in a cave and they trampled each other and killed each other. Loi manal she'eino tofer, also shoe that wasn't sewn together, even if it was, there were pegs in it, but since it was a shoe that a person wouldn't wear because it's not fully made, you also not allowed to send that to somebody else on Yontif. As we know, there's a malach of carrying. You can only carry the tzav on Yontif. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af loy min alovin. Also not a shoe that hasn't been painted black. It's the natural pale color. If nature tzav umen, it needs an umen to fix it, to finish off the making the shoe. And zeh klal kol anoisim ba Yontif mishalcha moisim. Anything that you could have enough from the way it is on Yontif, you could send it. But something you cannot, it needs to be fixed or repaired or it wasn't finished, all those things you're not allowed to send on Yontif because it's not a Tzarech HaYontif.